في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله بيقين. إن شاء الله by the grace of Allah سبحانه وتعالى this khutbah will be in the continuation of the series of how to build with a Muslim family regardless of this Muslim family in a Muslim culture or not a Muslim culture. We found out from previous khutbah that one of the major goals of the message of Islam is to build the character. Building a character. And this character have a certain attributes. That attribute is very unique. It has no place, and I mean it doesn't exist anywhere. Regardless, Muslim character lived all his life in Pakistan, will behave the same way in Africa, the same way in Europe, the same way in America. Doesn't make any difference. Why? Because he got the same attributes, so very much so, it's going to be very similarity in the behavior. One of those major attributes, it was a conscience, having a certain conscience. And basically what the word conscience mean, it is alert to a certain things. That person knows what is right and is doing it. Knows what is wrong and stop doing it and stay away from it. And he's in a state or she's in a state of zikrillah. They know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they are in constant state of zikr. What is right and what is wrong is not what he said it is right or wrong. Not what did the culture say it is right or wrong, but what the Quran and the Sunnah say it is right and wrong. So that was the first attribute. The second major attribute, and I've been talking about it for a while, is makarim al-akhlaq, ethics. You have to have ethics. And I've been talking about it for so many lectures and so many khutbah, like patience, forgiveness, mercy, and. Another attribute, which is that's going to be the beginning of today, because I'm going to keep, I think we have enough in the area of ethics. But we need to pursue it by doing reading and doing practice, inshallah. But for our purpose to come back and put it, we need to address the third element of the character, which is promoting good and fighting evil. I start last khutbah to talk about what is the meaning of promoting good and fighting evil, and what is the requirement? Very, very briefly, promoting good and fighting evil is start from the word La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. So the first word, it came in the Quran, it was read. But the first word to behave, it says La. Not. Do not. No. What does no here mean? La ilah. I am not obeying anyone other than Allah. Unconditionally, I will obey Allah. Muhammad Rasulullah, the way that Muhammad did it. So that's the first milestone and the first beginning. By saying no, I am refusing. I am refusing. Sometimes you hear a lot of people say, accept reality. Muslim will never ever accept reality because it is against the dynamic of growth. Accepting reality, that means what? Stop. And I haven't started to start. So the word today, I'm saying La ilaha illallah. I am not accepting reality. Tomorrow I'm going to say La ilaha illallah. That means what? I am refusing yesterday reality, which is I was part of it and it was good. No, I'm going to have to do better. Today I'm going to have to do better. So you are living in kind of a state of promoting good and fighting evil. And that's what the whole life is all about. is to keep, to promote good and to fight evil, according to the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Promoting good and fighting evil is a really big issue. It is an old science. But I'm going to try to share with you major fundamentals that we all must have and we all must be aware of. Is there any priority or approach? Somebody can go run after somebody and fight with him because he's doing something wrong. Fighting, maybe both of them, they're going to end up in the hospital. And one of them going to say, what? He was doing wrong and I'm trying to correct him. Or using the right, the bad time and the bad attitude or whatever to justify your behavior and attack somebody else. What you doing? I'm promoting good and fighting evil. No. And I ended up last khutbah by giving example about how Hassan and Hussein, the grandson of Sayyidina Muhammad, when they saw somebody doing the wudu wrong, the ablution wrong, how they correct them. How they made a scenario, one show them the right one, one say they show them the wrong one, the right one, the wrong one, and they say be the judge, and the guy picked it up. And I said, one of the Sayyidina Muhammad's school of promoting good and fighting evil, he never directly pointed his finger to anybody. All the time he say, what? Ma bali qawm, or ma bali aqwam. How about the people doing this and doing that? Or the people should be doing this and shouldn't be doing that. So the one who did it, he's sitting down listening, but he knows that he is to him, but it is indirect. That means there is an approach. Insha'Allah, we will talk about these approaches down the road. But now today I want to try to concentrate on a few other things. I want to try to concentrate about, number one, is there any methodology? Is there any priority to do these things? Is there any way of doing it or not? Number two, if I want to go ahead and do it, what I need to do it? For doing anything, you get your equipment together. You get your tools together and you start working. That's exactly, these are the two issues that I'd like to talk about, inshallah, in the khutbah today. For the first one, what is the method? Or what is the strategy? Because the method is going to be at the implementation, but now I want the strategy. The strategy, it consists of three major steps. Number one, immediately go top priority fighting evil, al-munkar. Fighting evil. The second step, promoting the fundamentals of goods. And I'm going to talk about each one of them. The third, al-ihsan. Doing the best. What is the evil? Evil is not what I don't like. Evil is not what harming me. Evil, what Allah defined as evil. And what is it that Allah defined as evil? They are two areas. Number one, what Allah forbid. What Allah said forbidden. He said alcohol is forbidden. Stealing is forbidden. So that's in the first category. So if you really want to take the steps, you will have immediately, don't worry about some people go and steal and say and pray and fast and do all of that and say Allah going to guide us. Hey, you want to keep trucking to the ocean with the sugar, keep trucks, bringing trucks of sugar and dump them in the ocean with the hope that you're going to turn it to sweet water, be my guest. But it never happened. So the first one is to prevent the harm, is to stop the evil. And the evil, like I said, two kinds. Number one, haram. What Allah said, don't do. And the second one is what? Violation to what Allah ordained, al-hudud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a certain rules for inheritance. Don't violate them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, divorcee woman has both rights. Don't play around with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if there is a contract, the contract got to go 1, 2, 3. Don't play a game with it. تلك حدود الله فلا تعتدوها. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained. Don't even think about violating it. So that is the munkar. So in munkar, you have to look, because you cannot be helpful to some other. That's what I said last week. You cannot be helpful to some others if you are not helpful to yourself. Your prime candidate is to help your own self. And it's going to come automatically to help others, inshallah. That's including your family and including your community and including your ummah. But if you don't have it inside, you are not going to be able to do it. So your prime goal is to stop the wrongdoing. See what you are doing forbidden and stop it. See what you are doing in violation to what Allah ordained and stop it. The second, the basic fundamental of goods. What are those basic fundamentals of goods? They are the basic fundamental that Allah ordained on us. Like what? The pillars of Islam. Understanding and applying the Shahada. It is not a word of mouth. It's coming out. Because the shaitan said it already. Fir'aun, when he was dying, he said it already. So it is not an issue of saying. It is an issue of living. Prayer. Fasting. And inshallah, going to come a time if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to talk about those. Zakat and Hajj. Every one of those, these are a major tool to maintain the character and to help in building the character. But they are not goals in themselves. They are not goals. They are tools to build you and to clean you up and to maintain you. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying what? إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ. الصَّلَاةُ will forbid you from wrongdoing. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So to build the taqwa, fasting will help you to do it. And on and on and on and on. So the second thing, after I clean and I stop what I call bleeding. Bleeding to your iman. Now you want to heal. And you want to put things in the right perspective so you can grow right. You can grow right. And you will do what here? The basic fundamentals of the goodness. It comes after that, the third part. And what is that third part? The third part here is Ihsan. And what is Ihsan? Okay, there is more than one meaning to the word Ihsan. Ihsan, that you are doing your best, not what you can. Let me give you a quick example. I see somebody in need. I have a 20 bucks in my pocket. I can give you 5. That's what I can. But that's not the best that I can. I gave you 5, but I still have 15 in my pocket. To reach the Ihsan, you give the whole entire 20. يَأْثُرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. They will favor others over themselves. And they will favor the needs of others over their own needs. يَأْثُرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. If they are in need. Why? They have a strong belief in the provider is Allah. And when somebody comes and knocks on your door, he is not coming to ask you. He is coming to take from you. And there is a big difference. When I come to ask you, that means I don't have a right for what you have. But if Allah pointed his heart to come and talk to you, that means Allah sent him and said, your need with that guy. Go and get it from me. I send you your risk through him. go and get it, or through her. Can you imagine if you are a male man and you don't deliver, and you keep everything for yourself? Why it got to your knowledge that that person in need and somebody else did not? Why your heart is pouring out for him or for her and somebody else is not? Because Allah said to his heart or to her heart, your need, I send it with that guy. So that's part of the formula. So now, what am I going to do with that? Am I Mr. Angel here? No, I'm not Mr. Angel. But I am doing the best that I know have. Why? Ibtigha'a mardatillah. Only seeking the acceptance of Allah. Hoping by what I am doing, Allah will accept me. Allah will favor me. So al-ihsan here, if we're going to put it together, al-ihsan basically it means doing the best that you can, hoping that Allah will accept what you do and favor you. And listen to this, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying what? وَهَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. That means what? Whomever go to that road, I will never return him empty handed. وَهَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. If you're going to go on the road to do your best, I will never turn you away. As long as you are doing your best. And there is a saying this, if you have a sincerity of doing what you can, Allah will help you to do what you cannot. If you have the sincerity and the heart to do what you can, Allah will task you to do tasks that you can't, and He will help you out in it. But what is the key here? The sincerity to do the best that you can. So this is the job of a da'i. To start this, like I said earlier, there are three categories you need to talk about. Who you're going to talk to? Yourself, your family, and after that, your ummah. But what is my relationship with myself? Usually, I love myself. I am number one, right? I will defend in everything. I want the best for myself. I want all the pleasure that I can get. I am defending on my behavior and everybody. I'm number one. What are we going to talk about here? I am number one. The whole entire world is either number two or zero. For a lot of people, it is zero. They do not even exist. They don't even have rights. But for you, number one, if you really love me, number one, if you really like yourself, if you really want to do it right, set the relationship between you and between yourself right. Your relationship with yourself, if you love yourself, you will promote good and fight evil between your ribs. Between your ribs, right in your heart. وَأَمَّا مَنَّهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. And in another, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to Sayyidina Muhammad, قُلْ يَا مُحَمَّد أَأَنْتَ تَهْدِي مَنْ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَى. Do you ever think that the one who is followed his own lust and his own convenience, and he is Mr. Number One to himself, do you think ever that will be guided? If you talk to him or you don't talk to him, it wouldn't make any difference. So the first thing in promoting good and fighting evil, you have to set your relationship with yourself right. You have to put it right so you can start to doing it right. That's the first issue. And this is the method or the strategy that you will have to adopt to use. Stop the munkar and eliminate it out of your life. Promote the basic good. And after that, promote the ihsan. Somebody will ask, Okay, you gave a definition to ihsan, but what is the ihsan? I'm going to say, okay, let us go to Sayyidina, to the shahada. What did the shahada say? La ilaha illallah, Muhammad, Rasulullah. And we said that basically what it means, I am refusing reality, I'm refusing to obey other than Allah, the way that Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. So what is the ihsan? Follow the footsteps of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing more. Following the footsteps of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is called what? An-nafila. Nawafil. What is the difference between the basic good and the nafila? Or the ihsan? The ihsan, if you do it, you get reward. You don't do it, you get punished. Because it is basic, fundamental in building your character. But in ihsan is doing what? Building and fine-tuning, refining, filtering your character. And nafila. You are obligated to pray five times a day, but you are not obligated to make qiyam al-layl. Sayyidina Muhammad did qiyam al-layl. You want to follow in ihsan? You go to what Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. We do qiyam al-layl. But you have to, before you come to ihsan, you go to what? To the basic. You have to make sure that you cover the basic. The understanding and the implementation of shahada, the prayers, the fasting, the zakah, the wudus, and the hajj. And after that you can move to it. So everything in Islam is gradual. And one day in a time, and one step in a time, and takes you from one point to another, very, very quickly, and very easy. Inshallah, till you reach the final destination. So that's basically what we need to know up to this point about that. Okay, what are the tools that I need to promote good and fight evil? I said before, there is nothing, and I keep saying it a lot, there is nothing easier than you go to bookstore, buy a good Islamic fiqh in different aspects of branches of knowledge. Take a vacation for a couple months from your work and sit down day and night and read those and understand it. You will have the knowledge, but that does not mean you have the personality. And after that you can come out, you are Mr. Right, pointing your finger to everything you see. And everyone you meet is doing everything wrong, and you are the one who's going to come and correct him. And remember, every time you point your finger to somebody, the other one is condemning you and coming back at you. Every time you point your finger to somebody, the other one is coming right at you. In another khutbah, I said, Shaitan got six major tools apply. Three out of the six making you believe that what you are doing is right. Without going for a lot of, but you see, you are doing things, it's supposed to be right. But how I know is what I am doing is sincerely right, or what I'm doing is phony. If you pray $5, and somebody pray $4, somebody pay $5, somebody pay $5, how you know, even for yourself, not for others? There is one for the time being, let us say one major, we need to use. Whatever you do, if you are saying, Ana khayrun min, you are the representative of Shaitan. Doesn't make any difference what you're doing or saying now. If you are looking at the other person and say to yourself, Ana khayrun min, I am better than him, or I am better than her, you are the representative of the shaitan. Because what got the shaitan out of Allah's mercy is this statement. That feeling you are better than others. So you cannot be promoting good and fighting. Knowledge is required, but that does not mean it is everything. You have to know what you are saying, right or wrong, but that does not mean this is the only thing you are acquiring, and this is the only thing that you need to get this job done. Reading one medical school book or anatomy book, that does not qualify me to go to a surgery room. I know human anatomy now, I read the book. There is a whole lot more than that. And guess number one, when you are doing promoting Buddha number one, please don't forget number one, which is you. If you're going to do something that is going to lead, and instead of correcting others, you lose yourself in the process, don't do it. Simple. If you're going to use yourself in the process, just don't do it. So now, what are these tools that we must have? Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to finish within this khutbah, but inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, in the next khutbah, I will finish the rest of that, this khutbah or this requirement. So I will address as much as I can, inshallah, because I know that you guys have to go back to your job. Like I said earlier, you must. There is no may or might about it. You must know the Quran and the Sunnah as much as you can. And you know what is lawful and forbidden as much as you can. That's lock number one. And don't use, please do not use your common sense. And I gave examples before about having a common sense. I'm going to repeat it just to remind. In Sharia, there is only two types of act. They don't have exceptions. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us exception. Prayer, if you can't, substitute. Zakah, if you... Hajj, the same. Everything you do. Even it comes to eating and drinking. But there are, actually there are three, but I'm going to, in the area of behavior, I'm just concentrating on two. Adultery, no excuse. And no exceptions. Number two, abandon prayer. If you can't pray, stand, sit. I cannot sit, lay. I cannot lay in your back. In your back, you cannot pray. Pray by your lips. I can't pray by my lips, by your eyes. Make the sujood and make the ruku' by your eyes. I can't by your soul. That's how far you are. No exception. If you look at abandon fasting and abandon prayer, we all know that the system, they have a certain period of every month they cannot either do either. So as act of importance, as an act of common sense, what they're supposed to be making up is what? Making up for the prayer, not making up for the fasting. But what did the Quran say? What does Sayyidina Muhammad say? He say, no, you make up for the fasting, and you do not make up for the prayer. You see, when you use your common sense, where is it going to take you? And when you use the Quran and the Sunnah, where is it going to take you? So please, never do what you think it is right. Only do what you really know it is right. So there is no substitute about studying as much as you can. Be consistent. And here it comes to the value, the first word that came. And the Quran did not say prosperate or accept, but it said what? Read. Because when you understand what you are doing, you move like a rock. You are the mountain moving. Not a shadow, a branch in a stream or in a waterfall. Anything can move it right and left and keep it up and down. you move like a rock when you know what you are doing. And this is how you're supposed to raise your children. 2-3 years old, supposed to be moving like a rock. So knowledge, number one. Do as much as you can. The second step. عامل بما يعلم. Apply what you know. Don't worry about others. It was a big ambiguous question in my head. Stay God knows for how many years. I just wanted to know what kind of ingredient, what kind of teaching, what is it that developed the Sahaba? Those people that they did not know how to read and write, most of them, they came to Islam late. Most of them, they died without having the Quran complete, revelations, and the Sunnah written. What is it in them in very short period of time? We are sitting down here today to eat the fruit. What kind of personality this, and how it got developed? Are we missing something? We have scholars more than we can count. We have books, Allahu Akbar. We have the complete Quran in every single, every one of us has at least one single copy. The Sunnah is available by so many scholars. Sahih Muslim, Sahih Bukhari, Sunan Ibn Dawood, Ibn Majah, name it. Why we are so weak and they are so strong? Simple. The little that they know, they apply. To the point that someday we're describing the people of Medina by saying what? We know that yesterday it was a new revelation of the Quran in the Fajr prayer from the behavior of the Muslim. The basic fundamental here, key, is not سمعنا وتعلمنا. We hear and we learn and we become to be knowledgeable and professors and scholars. No. The key for building the Sahaba and the key for building you and the key for building your family is سمعنا وأطعنا. We hear, we obey. That is the key. So it is not how much knowledge you know. It is how much you apply from what you know. And guess what? If you use this combination, look what's coming up. Look at what's coming after it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala interfering. And saying what? وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ اللَّهِ. Once you start doing this, don't worry. Allah will take your heart and will guide that heart to what the next step is supposed to be. أَنَا يَعْلَمْ مَنْ خَلَقْ وَهُوَ لَطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Who will know you better than him? Who is able to direct you better than him? But if you don't want him to direct you, he's not going to force it on you. But if you're trying, you're going to do what? You're going to extend the hand of mercy right into you. And he's not going to say, wait a line or take a number. You want it 24-7? You're going to get it 24-7. And this is why Allah is Allah. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah subhanahu. Now, I'm going to finish the khutbah with this point, and I hope inshallah Allah give us all the life that I will continue on that track next khutbah, because it is my responsibility to give you the right information, not just to throw. When you are starting even dealing with yourself, you have to choose which hat you're going to put. There are only three hats. Two of them, they are wrong. And one of them is the right one. So now I know what I'm doing. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, I'm applying what I'm doing. Now what is the symptom that I need? Is I need the good hat. And what is this hat? I said it can be one of the three. Number one, the hat of a judge. You are for yourself, you are okay, you got it all. And the minute you got it all, you are the representative of Shaitan. But you are going out there is what? Judgmental. You go talking bluntly to people. And you are doing this wrong and doing that wrong. Like you're doing that. Can you say what I'm saying wrong? No, it is not wrong. But the hat that I have on the top of my head is wrong. And maybe the motive why I put the hat to start with is wrong. So it might be not only the hat, but the motive for putting the hat is wrong. When you are judgmental, and you are doing what? You are starting judging people. Don't you do that? This is the right way of doing it. Have you done that? And you keep putting people up and putting people up. Who gave you the right to do that? That's the first hat. The second bad hat is to act as a lawyer. And you start especially for your own, either your own self, or your own family, or your own community, and I mean community, ethnic group, or ethnic whatever, and you start to give excuses for the behaviors, for the wrongdoing, and say, maybe with one step at a time, maybe this is in there, maybe when we do this and we do that, and what you are doing here, giving one excuse after the other, you are the lawyer. You have a serial killer there, and he's going in front of the judge, and what he's doing? Trying to get him on, to be released. Is that really what you want to do? So this is a wrong hat. And definitely, maybe the first one, I said maybe you put it with the wrong motive. But this one, definitely you have the wrong motive. But what is the right hat that you put in the top of your head? The hat of a healer. A hat of a doctor. Doctor that you trust enough and go and open your heart to. You trust that he will understand what you're saying. But at the same time, that doctor when I give you the right prescription. You trust that doctor will help you out of the wood that you are in. And also you trust that part of the job of that healer is to do what? To do surgery. And what does surgery mean? Means he's going to have some time to open. To heal, he has to make operation. He has to make blood come out. Take some organs out. Doctor will be a doctor. A true doctor. A true healer. If you have a tumor, he's not going to keep giving you a painkillers. He's betraying his profession and betraying you. But the healer will try to do the best. Diagnose the case, keep the privacy of it, and come up with the right prescription, and when it comes down to it, have the guts to do the surgery and do the cut. Where are coming up with all of this? Listen to the Quran and what the Quran says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, is your parents and tijara and your own interest, your community is better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is not stand up. So the right true hand for yourself, for your family, and for your community is the hat of a healer. والمؤمنين والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء الله. Why? Listen to this please. يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويؤمنون بالله. The iman came what? After the promoting good and fighting evil, not before it. And that's not a coincidence. Believe me, that's not a coincidence. That means basically, without getting out of the issue, regardless what the level of belief, you're still responsible if you are in allies, promote good and fight evil, everyone according to the way that he can or she can. So now, I know the time is running, but what I'm going to do, try to do, is I'm going to stop here, inshallah. And I'm going to try to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enlighten our heart and mind, to understand that promoting good and fighting evil is our responsibility. And the prime part of this responsibility is take care of your own self. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance. And ask Allah to forgive all our sin, all our shortcomings. And give us a brand new start. And help us to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And apply him in our life. So we can live in peace and die in peace. And inshallah in the hereafter we'll be in peace. And we'll be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى آتاه الله اليقين. In very few minutes, I will try to sum what I said today about promoting good and fighting evil. Promoting good and fighting evil is mandatory requirement. Look at it this way, to visualize it, it is like the immune system to your iman. If you are not promoting good and fighting evil, imagine the word AIDS, the disease AIDS. You want to see a living example? Look at the Muslim nations and where they stand now. What is missing? People praying, fasting, going to Hajj, they are by millions. There is just about no single street, doesn't have one or two masjid. But where is promoting good and fighting evil? If we are activating this function, we will never see or know the word dictator. It will never happen. And you can see what happened with Umar ibn Khattab and others and others and others. So it is mandatory requirement. You are, you yourself, the prime candidate for promoting good and fighting evil. The basic strategy for promoting good and fighting evil: stop immediately the evil. And the evil, two kinds. Evil in the form of forbiddings, Allah forbid. If you are doing any of them, stop it. And the other, do not violate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislate. If you are, stop it. The second step, which is the basic fundamentals of good. Qul al-fara'id, the obligations, the pillars of Islam. Make sure that you understand them and you are doing them. The third, which is al-ihsan. Al-ihsan, basically, you are doing the best that you can, not what you can. Ibtigha'a mardatillah, seeking the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and seeking Allah's pleasure. And the best way to do it, don't reinvent it, see what Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, and just do it. Or do at least some of what he did. But that's the direction to go. For the tools that you need to get the job done, number one, you need the knowledge. You need the knowledge by what is the Quran or what is the Sunnah. When I see the word knowledge, I do not mean a scholarship. Do you know in any given subject? Any given subject. If you only read in that subject the 3 books, you will be among the 5% of the knowledgeable people in that subject. Only 3 books, you will be among the 5%. It's not tough. To have any degree, you have even high school. How many books did you read? And for your life, you have to. Quran and Sunnah, what is lawful and what is not. Al-halal wa al-haram. Number two, apply what you learn. It is not easy to apply what you learn. But that's what the whole life is all about. Apply what you learn. Third, put the right hand. Or by another word, have the right attitude. And have the right method of applying. And I said you can be judgmental, acting as the judge, this is right, this is wrong, sentence, go to jail, kill him, give him a capital punishment. But you can be acting as a lawyer, defending on mistakes, and you are drowning the whole entire ship, including you. Or like a healer, a doctor. Doctors do not heal their patients. And if you remember when I was talking about patient, I said there are 6 kinds, 2 of them exclusively to do what? Related to promoting good and fighting evil and accepting the consequences of promoting good and fighting evil. If you want to know what I'm talking about, go to emergency room and see how doctors are treated. They are yelled at, sometimes they are beaten, sometimes they are punched, sometimes they are kicked, but they never turn their back. Because they know that their patient in pain. They are doing what they are doing, the wrong doing. Out of what? There is something wrong going on. But not on their body. It is in your soul. You love to heal, but not love to compromise. Or not love to betray. That is the attitude of the one who promote good and fight evil. There are some more, and inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, it will be talking about it inshallah next time. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and blessing and guidance, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the brand new start and forgive all our sin and all our mistakes and all our shortcomings. So help us to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply in our life. So we can live in peace and we can die in peace, and inshallah the hereafter will be in peace and will be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Ibadullah, قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي
يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم. ذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.